Minor Wright, welcome to Motivational Monday. May you be motivated by God's grace and power in your life. And today, to that end, I want to give you a wonderful prayer by Loder that says, I claim your power to create. I claim your power to create. And I want you to think about how you are a creator. A creator of God's goodness, a creator of more grace and life and hope, a creator of the goodness of God that flows through you. And may these words motivate you to live into that more fully. Oh, ingenious one, it is not only creation, but creativity that awes me. It is a wondrous, fearsome thing that you share your power to create. O mysterious one, I shrink from your power, yet I claim it, and it is mine by your genius or madness, this power to speak and have light burst upon a mind or darkness descend upon a heart. This power to make music to which souls dance or armies march. This power to mold and paint and carve and so spin out the stars by which I plot my course to heaven or into the depths of Sheol. This power to hear and touch and taste the love and truth by which life itself is birthed and built, or the hate and lies by which it shrivels and dies. O daring one, it is an awesome power that you shared, and I rejoice in the artist who dare to use their gift to create the beauty which casts this world into a more whole and holy dimension, who dare to breathe visions and vibrations into dullness as you breathe life into dust. O gracious one, it is an awesome power you've shared, and I honor your power, not only in a pianist, poet, and painter, but in those whose encouragement ignites my heart, whose laughter lights up a room, whose touch fills a void, whose integrity inspires my will, whose commitment builds a church, whose compassion builds a community, whose demand stretches my soul, and whose love makes my day. And I honor your power in those artists of kitchen and office and shop, of courtroom and classroom and sick room, in those crazy people who somehow know the world is always unfinished, who somehow know that the world is always unfinished, and who happily risk pushing and shoving and tugging and pounding and moving us until it and all of us come out in a more glorious shape. O ingenious one, it is not only creation, but creativity that awes me. It is a wondrous, fearsome thing that you share your power to create. God has shared God's power to create. I think I said that wrong. God has shared God's power to create. And we need to claim our power in that creation. Because with God's power in our life and us using God's power in our life to create, things can be beautiful and good. Things can be used to build up. things can be used to inspire. And our world needs that. I'll say it this way. Our world needs you to claim God's power to create. And so do that on this day. Do that every day. And live, really, really live. All right. Good day.